Hello and welcome to Believers Family Church. We are so blessed that you've tuned in today. We are a growing church lifting up Jesus in the beautiful and historic Johnstown, New York. God has called us here to set the captives free. We pray and we believe that today's message will produce great fruit in your life. He who the Son set free is free indeed, and we call you free. Enjoy today's message.
I got some practical scriptures here that kind of like lay the groundwork. And just looking at that, that first word power kept coming up in my spirit. And I wanted to check out, say, okay, what is this power that's at work in us? Because that's really what I'm looking for. And the first source that I went to was the power source. And this one here happens to be found in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. And I want you to see the language here. These are mostly all King James Version, but I want you to see this one because these are so profound and they do make up a message. And really what I want you never to do is to don't take the Word of God for granted. Just know that it's God talking to us. Amen? From Genesis to maps, it's God talking to us. It's His Word. You can't get anything more accurate than God's Word. Hallelujah. So if that's what we give you, and you take hold of it, and you eat it and swallow it, and then go back over and look at it to make sure that you get this in you, because it's that important. So the power source, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21, says this: a man's belly, that includes women, you know, it's gender, shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And then it says, not and or, but and. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat their words. I'm sorry, that's not what it says. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, through that, they shall eat their words in there, because that's what the first part of the verse said. A man's belly shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. So he's not talking about just your mouth. He's talking about what you say. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I want to launch off with that, because sometimes we take for granted that we can say anything we want to say with no adverse effect. See, what we say about us is what we will be. But what we say about each other doesn't make a difference in their life unless they receive what you said about them. And this is what God wants to know. And it was that word power at work in us. And it didn't start out there, but that was the first source that I saw, because he said out of a man's belly. That's our innermost being. That's not talking about this thing here that the food goes into. He's talking about our internal man. That what's inside us, what are we thinking all the time? What are we reading all the time? Are we filling up with the Word of God that goes from the beginning of Genesis all the way to the end of Revelation? That's food that's never going to rot. It's going to keep us alive. And I tell you, you know, the best thing that I can do for me in my life is when I start to get down, the only way I can get back up is to go to the place that brings me up. And that's the Word of God.
That's right. Thank you.
Glory to God. And I see it working here. I've been staying in touch emotionally and also physically and mentally with Steve Mara, because he's an example of tenacity of good confession. And here he is sitting here today looking healthier than I've ever seen him, color-wise. And you just look so healthy, Steve. So your confession isn't working on. It's just really working in him. So, and it's like, now our partners might say, and our other half, the better half of us, I would say, that is concerned about us, but they're willing to flow with what comes off our tongue. And we want to be saying good things about us, because the power of life and death is in our tongue. What Steve has been saying about himself is happening to him, because the power of his life is in his tongue. Glory to God. So when I looked at that, I said, okay, well, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And then that second part of that verse is what caught my attention, because it said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And right away I thought of John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39, because they kind of go together. And this one here is like a conjunction to that. And John's gospel said it this way: he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, that's the word of God, of a truth, right? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. Key words in that verse of scripture is this. Jesus said, here's your criteria: he that believes on me. He that believes on me. That's why there can be life and death is in our tongue. What we say. In this conjunction with the belly, because that first part of Proverbs, a man's belly shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. This is what Jesus is talking about here. He said, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, firm, said, not saying, said, out of his innermost being, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Wow. Guess what? Jesus died, went to the cross, rose again. Guess who came? The Holy Spirit. What did he come to do? Hang out or dwell? To dwell in us. You see? Now, this is so important because people will fight this tooth and nail, but biblically, you can't take it out of there. That this occurred, and Jesus knew it was going to happen on the day of Pentecost. He knew, didn't he? He knew that was going to happen. He said, go wait for the promise. Who was that? The Holy Spirit. So what connection would the Holy Spirit have with this whole thing? We will see this develop throughout this section. But the focus is on power. My acronym is pray only with expecting results. Power. P-O-W-E-R. If you're going to pray not expecting, then don't pray. But pray only. This is power. Pray only with expecting results. Well, I don't like what I see. Don't say what you see. Don't say what you see. You'll keep it there. Amen? Pretty good preaching, Pastor Phil. I know that. I hear the inner voice. Hallelujah. So the conjunction here, he's talking about the Holy Spirit flowing out of our belly. So can you see this? How many of y'all know what is more powerful? A well springing up or a river flowing out? Which would you want to have? Just a well or would you like a river? We got the river inside us. We got the power so strong. Did you ever stop to think that somebody would try to stop a river? It would just find a way through. My Lord, there's power in that water. There's power in that river. They put a wheel next to a flowing water, and the water as moving down is turning that wheel, which generates power. We got something going on in here. We got something going on in here. That the Holy Spirit would even say to me, Pastor Phil, that's stinking thinking. Okay. I know, we all get there, you know. I'm saying your mind just kind of like takes a rabbit trail someplace and you say, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Aren't you glad he knows you're sorry? Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit has come. And his purpose is not to live on the outside of you, but on the inside of you. He's the power source. Come on, don't get mad at your car if the engine is sitting outside on a block and you're sitting there turning the key and nothing's happening. Because the power's on the outside, not the inside. So we're going to get that power, get that engine put back in there, which is the Holy Ghost. He's the power source. You get that from here, get him back inside the body where he's supposed to be, and you'll see where he will take you. Oh, glory to God. I'm loving it. Hallelujah. So he said, death and life are in the power of the what? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat their own words. So right away, guess who I thought about? Brother James. You knew I was going there, didn't you? No, it's the tongue. So Brother James says in chapter 3, verse 5 to 10, I got permission from heaven to kind of like just, you know, crack these things open. Even so, are you with me? The tongue is a little member. Well, it's little compared to my hand. It's a little member. My hand's a member. My tongue's a member. And boasts great things. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. You know, like smoke eat a bear? It only takes one match to burn a whole forest. All it takes, one match. It's called kindling. And verse 6 says, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. That's kind of scary, really. This epistle, I mean, it's a real deal. Sometimes we just read this once and close the book up and say, well, that's not pertaining to me. But you know what? You can't throw the word away. It's just going to come after you. Sets on fire the whole course of nature and is, you see, this is the tongue, and is set on fire of hell. I wonder why. The quickest way hell could take us out is to shoot for our tongue and hit a bullseye. Say, now you're going to talk like me. You need to fill up with the word of God so that that's all that you say. So it's set on fire of hell. Verse 7 says, for every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things of the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue no man can tame. No man can tame. Someone from the inside can. Yeah. Oh, you can get so way out there. I'm glad that my wife and I got filled with the Spirit years and years and years and years ago. Got prayed over by Marilyn Hickey down in Schenectady. And everyone in that place, people were afraid of speaking in other tongues, but everyone in that room that day, as she laid hands on them, every one of them rolled off with a tongue they never knew and couldn't make it up. That was so profound, our exposure. We got so excited. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is talking and he's lifting up Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, go wait for the promise of the Father. Go wait for him. Just go hang out and wait because he'll come. And the day of Pentecost came. And the mighty rushing wind came through. And all of a sudden, all their tongues were set on fire. And began to speak in languages that weren't even mentioned in the whole list of languages that they thought they were talking in. So, wow. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Yes. Yes. And they, all of them, all 120 or more in that upper room that day, all 120 of them, this is not a lesson on speaking in tongues, it's about power. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. You could be praying something for a long time in English. I can come alongside you and pray in the Spirit and get your answer for you quicker than you can find in any book or paper. and anybody else that prays that way. My wife and I, we pray together. All of a sudden, we get that revelation. Yeah, that's what we got to do. This is awesome stuff. As the Spirit gave the utterance, oh, glory to God. Back to James. But the tongue no man can tame. It's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God with it, even the Father. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. And there we curse men which are made in the similitude of God. And out of the same mouth, proceeds blessing and cursing. James says, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. What are we talking about today? Power. Remember the centurion? It's not in here. So I'm just thinking about that. He says, I say to this one, go, and he does it. I say to this one, come, and he comes. Did he force him? Did he twist his arm? No, what he did. I say to this one, go, and he goes. I say to this one, come, and he comes. Jesus said, wow, I have not seen such authority in anyone. God wants you to know something. You are where you are because you talked yourself there. Never say, I'm going under. Always say, I'm going over. Never say, we're going under. Always say, we're going over. Jesus said, don't go under the water, go to the other side. Woo, don't go under, go over. Oh, Lord Jesus. Loving it. You remember the 70 that were sent out? You remember the 70 that came back? Same number, right? So, Jesus says in Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and then 17 to 20. Just trying to build a case here for you that I want you to see something. How powerful your tongue is. How powerful our tongue is. So this is 70 sent, 70 return. Jesus is saying here, after these things, this is verse 1, Luke chapter 10. After these things he appointed other 70. So he sends out the 12 and he appoints 70 more and sent them two by two before his face into every place whither he himself would come. So what was he doing? He was sending them out before he showed up. Sending them out. They go out, get all excited of what God was doing. And in verse 17 it says, and the 70 returned again with I wonder if that was joy unspeakable and full of glory. I wonder if that was that. Wow, Jesus, you'll never guess what we did. He says, I don't have to. I know. Glory to God. They returned with joy saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to unto us in thy name or through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Remember Isaiah said that? He said to God, I'm going to exalt my throne above yours. And God said, that's never going to happen. Kicked him out of heaven. He landed up in Genesis chapter 1. That's why it was dark. Yeah, because if an angel of light showed up in the garden, it was dark because between verse 1 and 2 of Genesis was the fall of Lucifer. So when Lucifer falls, Lucifer means light, he lost his light. That's why God had to say, let there be light. So you see these things occur, and he says, that's no big deal. He said, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give unto you, now watch, this is released from Jesus. This is released from Jesus. If you're going to receive anything, receive this. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding, and this is no big thing because you got power. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Did you get your name written down in heaven? Did you get that? You receive Christ, He writes your name in heaven. You receive Christ, He writes your name in heaven. That's a good thing. So here's what we're going to look at. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Remember the title of this is Power at Work in Us. Serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. So my question was, God, give me some light here, because what are these powers talking about? The first power is exousia, authority. The second power is ability, dunamis. Ah, you read that verse of Scripture so fast, you say, whoa, I give unto you power. Do you get power? He says, the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. My question was, okay, Lord, so tell me why two powers. He said, one is your authority and the other is your ability. So, example. How much authority does a policeman have? A lot. Can he stop an 18-wheeler? No. See? So authority has a lot of power, but ability has more. So if I said to my wife, could you move this pulpit up here? That's authority exercised. Ability means, can she lift it? So the authority is exercised, move it. The ability is moving it. So it's a physical thing. So Jesus is saying here, you have power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now look at this is a legitimate power because this is still working in the earth. You know that, right?
Yes. Amen.
I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But don't rejoice in all that power. Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Amplified version of that says this. I put this in here because I like it. It's like spread out. Here's what he says in the Amplified. He said, behold, I have given you authority and power. Authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. You got an insurance policy there that cannot be changed. Hallelujah. You need to collect on it. Amen?
Amen.
Well, somebody left you inheritance for $200 million and you're broke. Hello! It's your money! You collect, no collect, no get nothing. Yeah. I used to deliver papers. Guess what we had to do on Friday? Collect. Rip off a stub, give it to them. Hey, no collect, no money. It's the way it works. Guess what? 6 weeks later, you got to bring six stubs. They could say, you didn't come the first time. No come, no pay. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Okay, so the grand finale here. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. How many of you know that that is still working?
Yes.
Amen. How do I know this? Did you ever read about the Azusa Street Revival, 1903? Did you ever read about that? People left the East Coast to to travel west, and they didn't have cars or planes. They traveled that far to find out what was going on, and they get out there and couldn't understand nothing because they were all speaking in other tongues, which nobody knew. God, you're so good. I said, I want that. Lord, can I get that? He says, yeah, ask and you shall receive. Okay, that's how it works, right? Yeah. Amen. So now, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20-21, this is our countdown. Y'all being blessed today? Thank you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20-21. This is what started the whole thing, because this verse I was reading last week in devotions, and I said, wow, I like that. Lord, let's break that down a little. Here's what he says. Now unto him who is able, that's God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, according to the power that works in us. So in other words, he's saying, if you use the power, I'll get behind it. If you won't use the power, I can't do anything. This is what he was saying. Now unto him who's able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or another translation says, or imagine, according to the power, this is dunamis, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen. So here is the conclusion. That power that works in us. So God is saying, this is twofold. It's not only dunamis, in other words, ability, but it's also authority. So guess who has the authority in your life? You, through the Holy Spirit. God. It's all about what God is saying, not what he said. It's all about what God is saying. That's a now word, isn't it? It's all about what he's saying, not what he said. So what's he still saying today? My whole counsel, my whole word is true. His word, it's a now word. Everybody say, God has a now word. And here's what it says. Highly contagious joy is full of glory, authority and ability, power produce joy. 1 Peter 1:8. Let me read it to you again. Highly contagious joy. What that means is, if it's not contagious, it's not catchy. So guess what? Joy doesn't rub off, does it? But highly contagious joy, they'll lock you in the room if you're contagious. They'll separate you from everybody else because you're contagious. This is a contagious disease. They don't want you contacting anybody. But joy is contagious. Give God praise, church. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening today. We would love to see and to meet you at one of our services. We are located at 150 South Comrie Avenue in Johnstown, New York. Our services are Sunday morning at 9 and Tuesday evening at 7. For more information about our services and all about what we believe, please go to our website at www.believersfamilychurch.org. That's www.believersfamilychurch.org. Come and worship Jesus together with us at BFC. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.